This is Weekend Breakfast.
Can I tell you? I've been talking to your mum on the Twitter.
My mum?
Yeah. I think your mum might be a bit of a fan of mine. I think she might like me.
Interesting.
Interesting. She said otherwise to me privately.
I barely speak to her, to be honest. She lives overseas. She's on some sort of life spiritual journey. What's she talking to you about? The show, social medias?
Yeah, a bit of both.
She's trying to go viral. Don't trust that woman as far as you can throw her. She's trying to get your little techniques and ride on your coattails for more followers on her channel.
I think I like her.
Really?
Yeah. She seems fun. She's very spiritual, like me, just two psychics, two people who are spiritual.
Yeah, this is where I start worrying and start getting a little suspicious because she's never shown any spirituality before. And
interesting.
She may be trying to butter you up for something.
My God,
I think she's got a
working.
Long game.
Would it be weird if I talked to her on DM or no?
No,
I'm just going to ask your permission.
Do what you want. You go for it.
All right.
Yeah. Mm. Tell her I said hi as well.
Yeah, I will. She said you haven't called in a while.
Hey, next, fascinating story about a lady who just had a curry and sort of went to the toilet.
An interesting story about a woman who had curry.
No. Well,
Katy Perry next.
She thought she was just cooking the guts from something that she ate. Mm-hmm. Next minute, baby comes out.
Incredible.
Didn't even realize she was preggers.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Fascinating story you may have seen floating around socials this week.
One of the better ones.
One of the better ones for sure. A real good news story in the end. A real feel-good one. Quite a surprise. Someone who thought they just had a bit of a crook stomach, went to the toilet, preparing for the worst, and got the best. Gave birth to a baby without even realising. I didn't realise they were pregnant. Huge. It's Alex Harvey. She joins us live on the show.
Hey, girl.
Hello. Good. How are you?
Fabulous. And I believe that is your baby in the background.
Yes. She's just finished up her breakfast.
Oh, she's living her life. What happened, girl? This is such a crazy story.
I know. I just woke up that morning. I wasn't feeling well. I was meant to go to a barbecue that day and I'd canned on the barbecue and Mum was a bit upset about that. But I just said to her, no, something's really not okay. I think I need to, get myself to the doctor, but I thought I can't even drive. I'm in that much pain. And I was home with my brother and he was sort of just like, Alex, just get over it, go and lie down, stop complaining. Mm. And then I sort of thought I just was feeling a bit constipated and then I felt oh my God, I need to go now. Mm-hmm. So I started walking to the toilet and as I was walking there, just something felt a bit different. And I walked in, sat down, and as I sat down, a little head just came out. And I looked down and was what? Didn't really have any time to react because within seconds I could feel that she was coming again. So I grabbed her and then pulled her out and up. And she didn't touch the water. No touching of the water.
Thank goodness. Just confirm that is daughter Poppy in the background, not right now, not another one popping out there.
Yeah,
okay. All right.
That is.
I just want also figure out when you sort of see that head for the first time, is the first reaction okay? This is a birth, or I go straight to sci-fi movie, thinking, "Oh God,
yeah,
alien."
I sort of didn't even have any time to think.
No,
I sort of looked down and was "Oh my God, is that what I think it is?" And then it just kept on coming, so it was "Yep, that's okay. That's what it is. I think it is." And it just. Yeah, she was crying straight away. So I was whoa, just hang on a minute. Then my brother was home. So I called my brother in and he come flying around the corner. Where did you get that from? And then he ran away and I was come back.
Yes. So I know this sounds really weird, but how did you cut the umbilical cord? Did you go to the hospital? Did you call an ambulance? What was the...
the whole thing, because it was such a hectic time, my brother came back and I said to him, I was I need you to get me some scissors. And the look he gave me, what are you going to do with the scissors?
Wow.
And I was I need to cut the cord because I just thought in the shows or the movies, they just cut the cord all the time and it's such an important thing. Mm. But, so I thought that I had to cut the cord and that was what I had to do.
Your motherly instinct just kicked straight in.
Quick thinking. Very good midwifery skills.
So,
my dog had puppies a few years ago. So that was that was what was going through my mind.
Dress
what
rehearsal.
Do I do with the puppies? Mm. Yeah. There was one that nearly didn't live. So I got the 101 Dalmatians move and was rubbing it up and down on its back.
Wow. And it worked?
So I was just, it worked, yeah.
You can learn from Disney.
Yeah, what a fascinating story. This is absolutely amazing.
My mouth is on the ground. Yeah. I just can't believe it. And just the mental process of being like, oh, well, now I'm a mother. Like, that must have been crazy, Alex, for you to go, oh, okay, cool, this is my life now.
Well, like, everyone was calling me mum straight away, and I was like, don't call me that. Like, I'm Alex.
You hadn't had 9 months to prepare for that as well.
No, it was crazy. Like, it really was. And everyone, just calling me mum and, like, making it such a big deal. And I know it was a big deal, but I was like, I'm still Alex. Like,
this for you, you went to the toilet. It's unbelievable.
Absolutely amazing. Thanks so much for the story. She sounds very healthy in the background. So hello to young Poppy there as well. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Hello.
Oh, she's so cute.
Yeah, not bad. It worries me a lot. I mean, there are probably plenty of people out there that go through pregnancy that maybe a very, very long time they didn't realise it, or at least maybe the actual birthing process sneaks up on them. You're giving birth in some random places.
I had a friend of a friend tell me that they gave birth in an elevator.
Wow.
So they got in a wheelchair going to the birthing suite.
Right.
And she was wearing track pants and the baby fell into the track pants.
Just goes.
So then the elevator opened again at another floor. Mm. Baby. Got in, no baby, out with a baby. That's insane. I would love to know on 13 10 60, where did you give birth?
Yeah, so true. Because babies are just come. Well, they don't
listen to
you.
I know. And sometimes you don't care where you are. Or sometimes, for whatever reason, they come really fast.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Finally, like a bus that was running on a very heavy delayed schedule through the city, my karma arrived in free coffee form this week.
What did you do good to get it?
Oh, I've been doing plenty of things for plenty of years. And I'm really getting my good karma received. I'm actually in karma debt at the moment, so I'm expecting a lot of good things coming my way over the next couple of years. It's quite an exciting time to be Danny Lakey. The first bit of karma that I've got this week, treated myself to a coffee at the drive-thrus, and it was very early in the morning. This was like 6 a.m, so not many people getting around. I thought, sneaky drive-thru coffee, long black, hit me up, double shot.
Nice.
The lady at the drive-thru, she's like, hey, can I take your order? I said, yes, please, long black, no milk, no sugar, no bull dust, just give me the caffeine, let's go. She said, oh, yeah, it's the man in front of you. He drove through about 5 minutes ago, the previous customer. He started a coffee chain. I said, what do you mean? He said, this is where he's bought you a coffee.
Oh.
And I thought, oh, well, that's cool.
Yeah, that's really nice.
Good on him. Thank you. Didn't know me from a bar of soap. He hasn't stuck around to see the end result. This is just a selfless act from a man at 6 a.m. The world needs more of that. Great. I thought, oh, cool. All right, cool. Well, how much is the long black? And he was just like, $4.20 or something. I was like, okay, can I just chop it up, get another shot in there for $5? She looks at me a bit funny. I was like, okay, yeah, cool. I'll just drive through then. She goes, well, traditionally, you're supposed to buy the next person their coffee now. And I just thought, I had to do the math in my head. I was like, hang on a second. So I'm still paying for my coffee, really. I mean, let's not beat around the bush. Just because I'm paying for their coffee doesn't mean I'm now receiving coffee.
That must be a nightmare for the person who's serving. Because instead of just taking the money and going, next, she's got to go, there's a coffee chain.
Exactly.
Yours is free, but traditionally you've got to buy the next one.
I just put this $4.50 in the till. If I could grab your small change here,
credit
card? Very hard
to
do.
But I think that it's for people who can't afford coffee. Like, I think that's what it's for. I don't know if it's for you, quite privileged.
Well, why has she offered it to me? She offered it to me. She's the one who told me about the coffee.
Well, true.
If she didn't think I could have, if it was for someone who couldn't afford it, she wouldn't have been offering it to me.
And then guilting you for taking it.
Yeah. I thought, well, someone at the end of the day has got to get this free coffee. It's going to be the last customer of the day.
Or is it forever? Like, is it not the end of the day? Does it just continue to roll through?
I would hope it doesn't have a rollover cycle. I would hope that they stop it at 24-hour increments. And I imagine that there may be a small coffee gang just fighting for that last order of the night, trying to get their free dose. Anyway, I wasn't having any of it. I'm not going to have 140 coffees getting disguised as free coffees all day, passing it through, next person, good karma, bad karma, blah, blah, blah.
But so no, I'll have my free
coffee.
Nip
it in the bud right now. I'm in a very fortunate position where I'm the second person in the chain. I don't often get to be the second person in the chain. If I was seventh person in the chain, sure. Continue on due to peer pressure. This was my time. This was my good coffee karma.
You took it, didn't you?
I did take it. Get around me?
I think it's not for you. I think that's for someone less fortunate.
I was the less fortunate one because I got the shaggy hair. She was the one who offered.
Her
fault.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
I am a psychic. I think I'm a psychic. I might be a psychic.
Interesting. Usually you start and run the increments upwise, but you've started at the top and gradually gotten less confident with your sentence.
Yes, because as I have been doing this segment in which I do psychic readings for free at 131060, if you would like a psychic reading, I've become less confident in my ability as a psychic, and I worry for myself because I truly believe I have a gift.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about it. I think it's perfectly normal to doubt yourself when you're operating at a 16.9% success rate.
Yeah, it's low. Mm. She's like, but you know what? This week I've really changed myself.
Have you really?
Yes, I went to see a kinesiologist.
Okay.
And she put her hands on my head and she gave me all of her energy.
Right.
And I spoke to her for, you know, 2 hours talking about manifestation. We talked about dream catchers for a little bit.
Oh, that's good.
I charged my crystals, obviously.
Obviously.
And then I went to see a psychic, another psychic, just psychic chat, Deb.
Wow.
And I've got a bracelet on, my new bracelet for amethyst, for protection. And also for spirituality. Mm. So if there was ever a week I was going to nail it,
I see.
It's this week.
I see. For those who've never heard this segment before, about 8 weeks ago, a small seed was planted. This happened.
I think your car is grey.
Oh, my God. How did you know that?
It's all psychic, Emma. It's white.
My gosh. You are so psychic.
Yes! I'm psychic! I'm a psychic!
Simple car guessing game has manifested into something that I can't quell anymore.
Can I say?
I'll just roll with it.
Imagine if you went to see a psychic and they got something right and had that reaction. I got it right! but they are free, Lakey.
Mm.
We do it on the air, 131060. And it's free because I'm still learning.
Oh, I see.
I'm basically like at TAFE.
Yeah, like a student massage centre.
Yes, exactly.
You get a heavily discounted price.
You get a heavily discounted price because maybe I'm not as in tune as I should be because I'm still learning.
Mm.
But I think I'm very in tune this week. I'm going to tell people psychically, not guess, certainly not guess.
Right.
Tell people psychically the letter that their name starts with. Ooh, psychic, psychic, psychic. That's how confident I am after the kinesiology.
That's good. Mm-hmm. A lot of people go to psychics out wondering what their name starts with.
It's a gift that I have over the radio.
Because
I can't. There's certain things I can't do.
Well,
you know?
Like the planets aligning.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
I've got a lot of energy today to give psychic readings. I've been topped up by a kinesiologist. I've seen a psychic this week. I've got my amethyst bracelet on, charged my crystals in the eclipse that we recently had. So if there was ever a time that I was going to be ridiculously psychic, it would be this week.
You are topped up and you tapped me on the shoulder earlier and I jumped, not because you surprised me, but because there was
psychic
some
energy.
Sort of electric psychic energy running right through your veins.
I was feeling your chakra. So if you've not heard this before, on 131060, I do free psychic readings because I think I'm psychic. Am I? I don't know. I feel I am.
I feel you could be. As long as you can sort of up yourself from an average of getting one in every 6.5 callers right,
look,
I think we may have a case on our hands.
Sometimes I get stressed and it's hard because I can't see the people. You know, I've got to go via phone. And there's phone lines. I'm making excuses. On 131060, we have our first guest.
Now, traditionally we say the name, but because you're guessing the name or the first name starts with, we don't have a name here. All we know is that they're from New South Wales. Are you there?
Yeah, good morning, guys. How are you?
Well, thanks. Would you like an essential oil or an angel card, or just want me to tell you your first letter of your first name?
Let's chuck it out there and go. We'll go on essential oil.
Okay, no worries. I've got lavender here and that'll really help you fall asleep and that's all I know that it does. But I believe that your first name starts with a P.
I'm sorry, you're wrong.
It just came to me. Is it your middle name? Your dad's name starts with a P?
Nah.
Okay, what does your name start with?
Jay.
Jake.
No.
What's your name? James.
Very close.
Jim.
No.
Damn it.
Jamie.
That's it.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Wow. I've never seen anything like that. Thank you.
Thank you,
Jamie. Next, we've got someone from the ACT. Now, you've just heard Tanya do her best work. Obviously, one of the most accurate psychics in the game. She will get there eventually. Give her enough clues and she will guess your name. That much is guaranteed. Hello.
Hello.
My Canberra sister. Okay.
I want to say how good you are.
Okay. I get one question. And my question is, Do you work in the public service?
No.
I knew that. Your name starts with a T, right?
No.
F.
No.
No, it doesn't. What does it start with?
C.
Cara, I know.
No.
Karis.
No.
Kathy.
No.
Claire.
No.
What is it?
Charisma.
Charisma. Oh, wait, what?
Carissa.
Thank you, Carissa.
Yes, yes,
yeah.
yes.
That's the thing. Eventually, but given enough time and clues, Tanya Hennessy will psychically
I
guess your name.
I think psychically, her mum wanted to call her Tina.
Oh, yeah.
And didn't so. And called
pretty
her.
Close.
Yes,
pretty
right? Close. I know. I'm very, very close. Charisma. Okay. Carissa. Charisma is not a name. Okay, last one. Let's see if we can get one from three.
This person's from Queensland.
Painful.
Hello.
Hello, how are you going?
Yes, very good. Oh, yes. You've got a lot of pink in your aura.
Pink's my favourite colour, actually.
I know it is. I want to say, wait, I get to ask you one question. Do you live in the city or the country or regional area?
Yeah, semi-rural.
It either starts with an A or a B.
Hmm.
Am I...
Or not.
No? This kinesiologist, I'll tell you what, topped me up with energy and it's just...
I think you need to find a new one.
Yeah, you're not wrong. What is your name? No, what does it start with? I.
It, no.
No.
Starts with an S.
For Sandra.
Negative.
Scarlet. Sally.
Absolutely not.
Sue.
Scarlet wasn't a big name when I was born.
Okay, what is it?
Simone,
yes, I know. I knew that. Simone's favourite colour is
pretty
pink.
Quick
and
the,
she
the
lives in Ipswich.
Actually, I'm just about to drive into Ipswich.
Oh, I knew it psychically! No. I knew it!
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Tanya and Lakey want to know, is it a thing?
Yeah, is it a thing? Do you have a tattoo of a brand on your person? This woman has a, anonymous woman, I should say, a Kmart tattooed on her body because she was addicted to the store and she's like, I love it. I love Kmart and I just want to celebrate it. She wanted to get Kmart addict but never got the addict. She just got Kmart. But it's the full brand, you know, as you see it on the front of the store with the red and the blue.
I'm glad that she didn't add addict on the end of it. I think that would really take away from the class of the tattoo. This logo is fantastic. And that's... I'm seriously, I'm a fan of it. I'm a clean skin myself. I don't mind tattoos on other people. But it's better than getting something ridiculously random and trying to draw this massive long bow. Oh, yeah, I've got a cat. Oh, why is its tail, like, from your shoulder down to your belly button? Well, that's the vines that I've climbed over the years. I mean, come on.
Yes.
She loves Kmart. She's on the Kmart Facebook pages. People love Kmart. She's
Kmart's
got
a great
Good
store.
On it.
Oh, they've got really great stuff, especially at the moment.
Yeah.
But I would be interested to know how many people are rocking a branded tattoo. Because I think it's fine to get a crayfish that represents your journey. I just don't know if anyone's getting a branded tattoo like this lady.
All right. Kay Tesha from Sydney.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thank
hey.
You.
It's definitely a thing.
Is
so,
it?
Yeah, I have the swordfish off the Great Northern bottle.
Oh!
Replica swordfish on my arm.
But it's not the actual Great Northern writing, is it?
No, it's just the swordfish that's on the front.
Right. Did you have to bring in a bottle of Great Northern?
For them to trace?
No, I had one in my car just in case, but I found it. I had a screenshot of the photo just in case.
That
yeah,
is a good beer,
so.
Though. Yeah. I would say that's not a thing because it's not really the brand.
Okay.
Well, I mean, what's your biggest passion, beer or swordfish?
Beer. Definitely beer.
Who would ever answer swordfish? Although when people see your tattoo, do they get confused? They go, oh, big swordfish girl.
Oh, classic.
Oh, no, they all know that I'm a big beer drinker, so they assume
so funny. Well, there you go.
Cool. Thank you, Kay Tesha.
I still think that's not, like, if she had Great Northern with
She's running a fine line, and I think she's found that magic balance between celebrating
like
her passion for beer but still disguising it as some sort of cool...
artistic.
Artistic swordfish. Aaron in Australia.
Well,
that's what it says here. I'm just in autopilot.
Where do you think we are?
Hello to all
broadcasting
of those
streaming from Mars?
Streaming from Colombia. Aaron, hello.
Yeah, g'day, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good. What do you got tattooed on you? What brand?
I do have a...
also, actually, I've got a bottle of Bintang.
That is also a good beer. Was it a barley number? Did you get that done over the overseas?
We did. There was 30 of us.
30?
And we all great. Lined up and one after the other.
Oh,
changed wow. needles, but yeah.
Wow, 30. That is 30 crazy. Of us, yeah.
Just crunching the numbers here, I'm sure there was one beta male there that was like, I really don't want to get this, but was so peer pressured into it.
I think there was about 28 of them.
One just that's got a good. Sprite bottle. Well, there you go. That's interesting. I just sort of thought maybe this came out lady was by herself. Thanks, Aaron. Brittany.
No, Kiana. Kiana in Tasmania. Hello.
Hi. I think I've got like the best one on tatted on me so
ooh.
Far.
Oh, she's dropped it's a bomb. Cool. I'm so interested to know, girl. What is it?
I've got a jar of Vegemite on my wrist.
Oh, you're right. You are so right. That's cool. Do you like it? Do you live for it?
Yeah, well, I figured because everyone's sort of got like the Southern Cross and
right.
all that Australian thing, and I thought, why not Vegemite Australian icon?
Mm. You're not wrong. And apparently 90% of calls that have come through to 131060 said it is a thing and a lot of people have branded tattoos. I'm wrong. I thought it was sort of this
it's
one
very
woman.
In. It's very cool. Very cool indeed. We should go down to the local parlour and get a box of pizza shapes tattooed on our bum or something. Oh. Little Domino's pizza tramp stamp.
Do you want to?
No.
Okay.
Definitely not.
This is Weekend Breakfast.